My name is Dr. Jeffrey Burke. I'm a naturopath and a master herbalist and the host of the Staying Healthy radio show. My show airs Monday through Friday from 8 to 9 a.m. I bring you the best guest in the industry and the topics that are relevant for today's health. The shows stream live at 8 a.m. And for those of you that cannot listen live, my shows are now podcast daily for on-demand downloads at my webpage, drjeffreyburke.com. The show is sponsored by Stay Healthy Health Food Store, Las Vegas's oldest independent health food retailer, now in their fourth decade in the Las Vegas Valley. They're located at 840 South Rancho Drive in the Smith Shopping Center. Go in and see what a local retailer can do for you. Great selection, the most knowledgeable staff, the highest quality products, and amazing prices. The hours of the store are Monday through Friday 9 to 7, Saturdays 9 to 6, and closed on Sunday. I'm looking forward to talking with all of you soon. Stay healthy. Hello and welcome back to the Staying Healthy radio show. I thank you all for taking the time out of your morning to stop by, tune in, and walk away with information vital to your good health. You know, today learning as much as we can about health and nutrition can put us into a much better way of living, a much better way of focusing. And one of the biggest things we have to remember is that, you know, sometimes a little bit of effort can go a long way. And sometimes we just have to make sure that we are doing everything we possibly can to be as healthy as we can. I think the hard part is getting started. And I think for many of us, we don't know where to start. We don't really know where to approach this healthy journey, if you will. And I think that sometimes, you know, we have to, you know, stand back and take a look at the big picture. It's not always difficult to get healthy. I think sometimes for some people, staying healthy may be a hard thing to do. And maybe for some people, it's just the first couple steps, you know, heading in a healthier direction. I think it just depends. You know, the hard part is, you know, many of us have learned how to do everything so fast and have things happen in such an easy way that we think that sometimes a magic wand or a blink of our eye can take us down a road that is, you know, much healthier, much faster. But there is work involved. We have to sometimes find out where we are, where we're going, where we need to go, and make those adjustments. But you don't have to make them all every single day, all at the same time, all at once. Do one now, do another one down the road. You'll be happy because as you see change, one great thing about human nature is when we see a difference, when we feel a difference, when we start to know that there's a difference, it's motivating and it makes us want to do more. So hopefully you'll learn some tips along the way. I bring you the relevant topics every day, the things we need to talk about and the things we don't talk enough about. The best guest in the industry. So you have a steady daily Monday through Friday 8 to 9 stream of information. And I guarantee you we'll hit on a topic that, you know, is either something you've thought about, something that you are presently going through, something that you're worried about, or something that you know that somebody you love is going through. Maybe it'll just hit on that nerve and maybe give you a little bit of motivation to head in a healthier direction. If you can't tune into my show live Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 in the morning, courtesy of Lotus Broadcasting and my awesome producer, all of my shows are recorded. They're podcast and archived every day on my webpage, drjeffreyburke.com, for on-demand downloads of the podcast when it's convenient for you. So hopefully you'll take advantage of that. I know a lot of you do. Of course, every day I send you to the one-stop full-service location, Stay Healthy Health Food Store. I send you there because it just makes good sense, and I know the confusion and the misinformation and the frustration and, you know, the just throw your hands up in the air craziness that goes along with trying to make a change. And here you're thinking to yourself, you know, I'm trying to do this. I'm trying to do the right thing. Why am I getting no results? Why am I heading in an unhealthy direction? Why am I not seeing anything different? Why am I not feeling anything different? And it could be that you're heading down the wrong road. Sometimes that road to getting healthy is not only different for everybody, but everybody is coming from a different place and they need a little bit of guidance, and that's what they do at Stay Healthy. They also carry the best of the best products in every category and the most knowledgeable staff, the greatest customer service, all of it in a full service environment and a fully packed store with only the best of the best every single part of the store. They just feel no need to carry products that are not at the best or not on their game. And they're pretty strict about it. If a company happens to get purchased or a company gets, obtained by a larger corporation and they start changing the products for the worse, they're gone. because they want people to buy products that make a difference and people to choose products that can take them into a healthier direction and let them see results. Stay Healthy is Las Vegas' oldest independent health food retailer in their fourth decade in the Valley, and you'll find them at 840 South Rancho Drive in the Rancho Town and Country Center on the northwest corner of Rancho and Charleston. They're open Monday through Friday, 9 to 7, Saturdays, 9 to 6. They're closed on Sunday. Remember to like them on your Facebook page because their posts are awesome, and you'll stay in touch with the store. Just give them a thumbs up. And, of course, their webpage, stayhealthylasvegas.com. Take the time to visit there. You might just learn a whole bunch of information and maybe answer some of your own questions you've been wondering about for a long time. Well, today we're doing a Q&A show, but it's going to be a Q&A show on one company, Barlean's. And the reason that we're doing this is because some of you ask a lot of questions all the time, and then some companies get a ton of questions. So I try to compile those so that when it does get to that point, I can go ahead and just do an entire show on that company. Today is Barlean's. And we are going to hit a lot of topics today, so I hope that you will enjoy this. And remember, you can always go to Barlean's.com and check out all their products. There's information on everything there. There's also, we have a question on CBD. There's also a frequently asked question page that you can go to, and I guarantee it will answer any of the questions you have to ask. I think you'll be real happy with that as well. So definitely keep in mind that there's some really good information on their webpage. So, first question. Dear Jeff, I'm a vegetarian, and although I'm eating really good food every single day, I still feel that even though I'm eating a lot of organic produce, I wanted to bring in some greens. A friend of mine said I don't need them because I eat a lot of green products. But, you know, as I looked at my diet, I still have a lot more complex carbohydrates than I do greens. Years and years and years ago, I used to use the Barlean's greens, and I felt great. I added it to my plant-based smoothie, sometimes into my yogurt. I'm wondering, is this an overkill to add this, or is it something that I can definitely benefit from? I think everybody can benefit from it. I don't think it matters if you're vegetarian or vegan or if you're a carnivore or an omnivore or whatever it is that you're eating these days. I think greens make a dramatic difference because I think they bring to us foods that are in a form that we can't get in regular food supply. I probably would recommend the organic greens powder, but, you know, actually any of them would be awesome depending on what you're looking to do. The organic greens powder is a very great, dense, green, beautiful emerald concentration of green food concentrates. It's got some plant-based protein in there, some vitamins and minerals, lots of herbal antioxidants and tonics. It's got lignans. It's a really beautiful formula, well put together. And it's vegan. It's soy-free, non-GMO, gluten-free. So you'll feel really, really comfortable with being able to use the product. And I think that you'll realize that these things really do pick up the slack and make a difference. I think even if you are eating nothing but greens every single day, which would be kind of, you know, very one-sided on your diet, you still would benefit from bringing in the greens. Now, if I was going to do a toss-up, because most vegetarians and vegans don't drink milk, I probably would think about also as an alternative the kiwi strawberry greens. Now, this is the superfruit greens, so you might want to take a look at these. This is loaded with berries and fruits and vegetables, another 30-day supply. It actually tastes like juice, and you can mix it in just water. It's absolutely delicious, where sometimes with the greens being so rich, a lot of people like to stir them in things like yogurt and smoothies and things like that. But, you know, I've added it to water and just had it. I'm on my juice fast now, and I had a little bit of the greens yesterday in the afternoon because of the humidity. I was just wilting. So I put a little bit of the plain greens in there, just a little bit, just to make the water a little green. But I have to tell you, these things make a dramatic difference. And for kids, the superfruit greens is delicious. I think they're drinking Kool-Aid. Or high C juice or something like that. But what they're really drinking is a really good combination of superfruit greens. So to answer your question, I don't think you could possibly be wrong. I don't think you could ever do anything that's going to make anything but a very good success of a healthy diet for yourself by adding in the greens. The superfruit greens, somebody just chimed in real quick. Can they add that to yogurt and smoothies too? Yes, absolutely. But like I said, to make it easy, you can just add it to water. But be... Oh, here's another one. She says, I take the superfood greens with me to work every day, and I have the powder in my shaker bottle. And about midday, I add cold water and a couple ice cubes and shake it up, and I drink it in the afternoon. It's very, very satisfying, and it's better than hitting the vending machine for a candy bar because this is very sweet and very delicious. So perfect. Great idea. But thank you for the question. I think it's a great question, honestly. Let me see. Dear Jeff, I've been wondering about using fish oils and whether or not I should use capsules or liquid. I've had a hard time over the years with oils, and I had my gallbladder removed, and now I'm using digestive enzymes and probiotics per your request, and the fish oils are really sitting a lot better. I saw that you also have the Seriously Delicious available, and so I'm kind of going back and forth as to which way to go. Well, my bottom line is get them in. We need the fish oils. We need to make sure that they're into our system. We need to make sure that we are getting them in our diet. I think that you would be perfectly fine with any of the above, whether it's the liquid, whether it's the capsules. One thing to remember, the Seriously Delicious will give you upwards of 3 times the benefit and absorbability of the actual omega-3. So, you know, the Seriously Delicious, and I have another question on this later, and I'll go into it a little bit more, just is a more digestible, more absorbable form. But that being said, I use the fish capsules. I've add the oil to my smoothies. I like the Seriously Delicious. I go to the refrigerator, and it's there, and I grab the bottle and take a tablespoon of that as well. You know, living in a part of the country where we are so dry and we dehydrate so easily, you know, the outward signs of dehydration are dry skin. The inward signs are dry joints, dry eyes, and just about everything else dry. You know, so the extra oils are kind of like, you know, it's like the Tin Man prevention that I like to do, which is keep those oils and keep that body lubricated so that we don't freeze up and start to show wear and tear and rust, if you will, both internally and externally. So I don't think you could make a mistake. I think you would be perfectly fine with either of them. The fish oil capsules, you may take a little bit more of, maybe a couple twice a day. The fish oil, teaspoon to 2 teaspoons up to a tablespoon a day. And like I said, you can add that to anything, whether it's your yogurt or you're adding it to salsa. You can add it to salad dressings. You can add it to your smoothie, to your juice. I mean, however you want to do that, it's great. Remember, it is oil, though, because if you're mixing oil with water, oil with juice, you're going to want to shake it up really well because, you know, they're distantly related, but they don't like to group into one area. That's why the emulsified has done so well, is because they've been able to micronize the molecules and get them small enough so there is an actual blending. It's an amazing way of providing better digestion, assimilation, and absorbability. So that's good to know. So definitely keep it in mind. I do recommend if you're using capsules, take them with food. And if you're using the oil, I mean, you can take it off the spoon. Oh, I know I have people that do. I like to put it in a smoothie or yogurt. For me, it just works better. I've actually had it in salsa, and I didn't even know it was there. So I went back and added another teaspoon. I still didn't know it was there, you know, so I was getting the benefit, and so was everybody else that was eating the salsa. So good stuff. So the bottom line is get it in. And the hard part is deciding exactly, you know, what to do and where to start and which one to pick. You can't make a bad mistake. You may decide that you like one more than the other, and that's okay. So definitely keep that in mind. Let me see. What have we got here? Okay, this is good. Jeff, I've been using smoothies for a long time. You turned me onto them many years ago. I do put in the Fortiflax, which is the ground up flax seeds, and I add a couple big tablespoons. I also add some of it over my salads. I also put it in my yogurt. It's been amazing for fiber, and it's also given me more omega-3s with all the fish oils and flaxseed oil that I also use. I've been using it a long time, and I was at my sister's house, and she decided that she was going to use chia seeds in her shake, and I really liked it. I don't want to give up my Fortiflax. Can I do both? Will it be overkill? Just wondering. I use both. I don't want to rely on just one. I think we're bringing different kinds of things, where the flaxseed is a very, very rough, hard seed that needs to have its hull cracked for us to get the benefit and to liberate the lignans. You know, the chia seeds are whole seeds, but when they hit moisture, they gel and they turn into a gelatinous mixture, if you will. They both have omega-3s. They're both great sources of fiber. They both have great proteins. They're wonderful. Can you use both? Yeah, absolutely. I think that you'll really enjoy it. I have a feeling you will really get the benefit of the fiber. You may want to cut back a little bit on the other one just so it's not an overkill, but you don't have to. And you'll find your comfortable level. But if you want to bring the chia seeds in along with the Fortiflax, I say absolutely. The biggest problem we have today is getting people to use enough of good fiber. Not too much, but they're using too little. The other thing is deciding, how to use it. But you can't go wrong. You can add it to just about anything and feel really, really good that you're actually working on those areas of your body and really starting to get some benefit. I mean, a lot of people notice a difference in their bowels. I think a lot of people notice a difference in their skin. So I don't think you could really make a mistake. I think that you could probably get a benefit, using them every single day. And you know what? It's a great thing to put in your kids' food as well. Kids don't get enough fiber. They eat so much white bleach, flour, and processed foods that they usually are definitely on a deficit. Put it in things like oatmeal. You can stir these things into soups. You can put them in stir fries. You can add them to salsas and dips, yogurts, puddings. I mean, you could be really creative. I have a mom that every day she buys the big containers of Greek and kosher yogurt, and she puts it in the bowl. She adds walnuts and fresh fruit. She throws in chia seeds. She throws in Fortiflax. She stirs in flaxseed oil. She mixes it all together. She puts in the kiwi strawberry greens in there, and her kids just love it. To them, it just tastes like this sweet, sinful dessert. But what it is to her is, a fully packed food source that is giving them a great way to start the day. So I think that's wonderful. So, no, absolutely. Please go ahead and use them both. I don't think you'll have any problem with that at all. And I think that you'll also find that there's some really important things that you'll benefit in many different areas. So, keep that one in mind. Let me see. Dear Jeff, I'm going to be traveling starting the end of August all the way through the end of the year. I'm going to be in a lot of different countries. I have a very stressful schedule. Usually around November, December, January, I use the olive leaf. I'm wondering about using it earlier, and is it okay to use it for a longer period of time? Yes, absolutely. I just sprayed the throat spray here. I keep it in my studio. I love using it. I love carrying it when I travel. I think it really makes a big, big difference. Whether you use the natural flavor or the peppermint, they're both amazing. Olive leaf is a great adjunct to a great sound foundation of good quality eating, good rest, and good nutritional supplementation. The reason that I think I've liked it so much for so long is it keeps me healthy. It's kind of like a. There are natural antibiotic factors to this. There are natural protective nutrients to this. There are things that help to kind of keep you safer in germ-filled environments. I think that you can just do really, really well with this. And you know what? Because you're going to be traveling, chances are you're going to be in need of being able to do this. Now, because it's only a 1.5-ounce bottle in the throat spray, you can carry that on the plane with you. And I think that you'll be really pleased to have it with you. By being able to spray a like a dry throat or an irritated throat, it really does well. If you're lecturing and talking and speaking, it might want to be something you carry with you as well. And you can start your day in the morning and you can end your day before you go to bed with it. The liquid you take right off the spoon. I mean, it's delicious tasting. The plain is really good. The peppermint tastes like a candy cane. I mean, my goodness. I mean, how cool is that? I really like it because it's just really, really got a nice taste to it. And it doesn't have that aftertaste that a lot of people do not like. There's also capsules, soft gels available. You can use those. Those are really great for ease of use. Let's say you're traveling and you want to make it as easy as possible. Maybe the throat spray and the capsules. Well, soft gels, actually. Keep those together. That would be a great thing. I love it when people work in germ-filled environments because we do have things that can help to protect them. Because some of the jobs that are in this city, a lot of them are in areas like casinos and hotels where people are around a lot of different people and people from all over the world. You know, so when people are traveling, they bring their germs with them, and then the germs commingle on the way here, and then we get super germs and super bugs going on, and then you add colder weather, which weakens our immune system, and dehydration in the summer, where people are not drinking enough water, and their immune systems go down a little bit, and all it takes is a little bit of a push, and people are sick. You know, people talk about flus and colds in the winter, which we talk about every year, but people don't talk about summer colds and summer flus. We have plenty of those. It's just they're not as well talked about. And, you know, I think a lot more people let their guard down in the winter than they do in the summer. And I think a lot more people are still drinking enough fluids to keep their body flushed out in the summer because of the signs of dehydration that we don't hear as much about it as we do in the winter. Because the winter is when people stop drinking water and they stop thinking they need it. And that's when our body dehydrates. And that's when our immune system starts to become a little bit more suppressed. So olive leaf, I would say absolutely get going on it as soon as you can. Feel comfortable using it the whole time you're gone. You know, take a good enough supply with you. If the liquid is going to be something that's going to be awkward for that much traveling, you know, get yourself a bottle, you know, for each month. So you've got enough to be able to keep these in your system. Chances are you're going to be gone for a while. And if you're someplace where you could have them shipped to you, you would always do that. I would, if it was me, I would take 6 bottles of the capsules, soft gels, and take myself, you know, 3 or 4 bottles of the spray. That will cover me for the whole time, you know, because you really do want to make sure that you are well covered in that area. All righty. Dear Jeff, a couple of weeks ago, you were talking about kids' omega-3s in a line called Omega Pals. I'm really interested in this because no matter what I do, I cannot get my kids to do fish oil or flaxseed oil, no matter how I try to hide it. Well, you know, the great thing about the Omega Pals is you don't have to hide it anymore. It is so amazingly delicious right off the spoon that you're not going to have any arguments. Nobody's going to be putting up a fight. I'll give you a little overview of the products. The Omega Pal Sensational Straw Nana Flax Oil. First of all, the labels are beautiful. This one's got a little strawberry head monkey on the front, and it's got a strawberry banana flavor. It's made for kids a year up. It's made with Barleen's, their famous flax oil. It's got this really sweet and creamy texture, and it's emulsified for 3 times better absorption. It's a vegan formula. It actually yields about 1,483 milligrams of omega-3 ALA per serving, and it's non-GMO, gluten-free, sugar-free, dairy-free, with no artificial flavors or colors. It is absolutely delicious, and they're going to love it because it really does taste fantastic. So definitely keep that one in mind. That's the Straw Nana Flax Oil. The next one in the line is, and you're going to love this, Omega Pals Chirpin' Slurpin' Lemonade Fish Oil. Yeah, they made fish oil taste good. That, you know, that Seriously Delicious line has really turned the heads of people who thought that fish oil could not taste good. Well, it can. This one is made with the Barleen's Ultra Purified Fresh Catch Fish Oil. Once again, very sweet taste, creamy texture. It's got the 3 times better absorption. It gives you 540 milligrams of omega-3 EPA and DHA per serving, a great dose. And it's got that lemonade kind of tart flavor. Some kids like sweet, some kids like tart. You know, you can tell by a lot of the tartar candies that kids like to eat that there is definitely a demand out there for tart. But this is sweet tart. It's actually very, very good. So they found a way to make fish oil taste amazing, and this is the Chirpin' Slurpin' Lemonade flavor. So that's another great, great choice for your kids. The third one is the Omega Pals Lip Smack and Citrus High Potency Fish Oil. This one's a little bit stronger, 750 milligrams of omega-3 EPA and DHA, made with fish oil as well. It's got a real citrusy taste to it, really, really good. I taste probably more lime on it than any other taste, but boy, is it delicious, you know, and it's got no fish burps, which a lot of kids will really appreciate. And they're going to want to pour it out of the bottle themselves. Now, can you take it right off the spoon? Absolutely. Can you add it to smoothies? Sure. If you add it to plain yogurt, it'll actually make the yogurt pick up the flavor, and you'll probably get your kids to eat yogurt that way too. So that's a really, really good way to go. So definitely keep that one in mind. The fourth one in the Omega Pals is the Hootie Fruity Tangerine Fish Oil and Eye Nutrition. Now, this one takes it a little bit of a step farther. It's still made with Barleen's Ultra Purified Fresh Catch Oil, but it also has Lutamax 2020, lutein, and zeaxanthin plus astaxanthin to protect the eyes from digital device use. You know, that's a big thing today. You know, everybody's glued to their devices, their smartphones, their laptops, everything. And we're straining our eyes. And this Lutamax has really made a dramatic difference to be able to help to protect the eyes from digital device. It still yields 500 milligrams of omega EPA and DHA. Still got the great taste and all that good stuff. But it's got that little bit of an extra plus. So if I was looking at it and I was thinking to myself, which one would I probably take a better focus on? They're all good. But if my kids are using a lot of devices and they're straining their eyes, or maybe they're already wearing glasses, I would go this way. It's a tangerine flavor. It's so delicious. And I know they're getting a little bit more in there with that Lutamax. And I think they'll be getting some nutrition for their eyes. And that's always a really, really good thing. You know, if we could take something that's really awesome and give it a little bit of something else to make it even more awesome, and that's a really good thing. Barleen's has been making oils for 30 years, and they know the way to make oils not only beneficial, but also effective. And I think that that's really good, and stable, and all that good stuff. You know, I think what happens is a lot of people will try these Seriously Delicious for the taste, but they're going to come back for how good they feel. And the one of the best things that we can actually do is trust ourselves to try something different. All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to continue with what we're doing today, which is Barleen's question and answer. Your questions, hopefully some good answers coming from me on this awesome line of products. Remember, everything I talk about, it's at Stay Healthy Health Food Store. Stay Healthy carries the full line, so you can always pick up your Barleen's products at Stay Healthy. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Why native Pacific Island populations have enjoyed such a high level of health and energy over the centuries? One reason is coconut oil. That's why Barleen's Organic Oils offers their island fresh, cold pressed, extra virgin coconut oil to anyone who wants to experience its many health benefits. Barleen's 100% organic coconut oil may support the structure and function of the immune system, the cardiovascular system, healthy metabolism, and energy production, as well as hair and skin care. Stop by your nearest natural food store today and savor the great tasting, fresh pressed, extra virgin coconut oil as only Barleen's can create. Barleen's Organic Oils, from our family to yours.
Available at Stay Healthy, 840 South Rancho at Charleston, in the Town and Country Center.
Dive deep into heightened mental alertness, strength, and mobility as your body absorbs omega-3 nutrients. A transformation of energy, radiance, and vitality is restored. A new, healthier, and balanced you has surfaced from Barleen's Fresh Catch Fish Oil. Barleen's fish comes from the Earth's purest, most pristine cold waters. A four-generation family fishing heritage guarantees that every drop has the highest levels of beneficial omega-3s, which are essential in supporting overall health, such as increased energy, joint mobility, mental clarity, and heart health. The International Fish Oil Standards, the world's strictest testing lab, has honored Barleen's Fresh Catch Fish Oil with the highest 5-star rating. Try these delicious, all-natural citrus flavors, and you'll see why Barleen's was voted the 2010 Essentials and Top Gear Awards for Best Fish Oil. Barleen's Fresh Catch Fish Oil. It's freshness you can feel.
Available at Stay Healthy, 840 South Rancho at Charleston, in the Town and Country Center.
Olive trees are one of the longest living species on Earth. Many living today are over 1,000 years old. Why? Because of their unique defense system against diseases, fungus, bacteria, and viruses. Great news! These valuable olive leaf actives have been researched as an effective immune support. One daily teaspoon of Barleen's Olive Leaf Complex Natural Peppermint Flavored Extract gives you perfect immune support with its antibacterial, antiviral, and antifungal defense, which is why it was voted the esteemed Vitae Award for the best new natural remedy. Barlean's olive leaves are picked at sunrise, pressed on site, and processed within minutes, making it the world's freshest. The antioxidant capacity is almost double green tea extract, 400% higher than vitamin C, and packs more potent antioxidants than any super juices. Barlean's olive leaf complex. Olive, that protection in one bottle.
Available at Stay Healthy, 840 South Rancho at Charleston in the Town and Country Center.
All right, I'm back. Want to remind you to head over to Stay Healthy Health Food Store. Stay Healthy is your one-stop full-service location for everything health and nutrition. They are Las Vegas's oldest independent health food retailer, and they're in their fourth decade in the Las Vegas Valley. Go in and see what a full-service store is all about. The most knowledgeable staff, the best customer service, the greatest selection of only the highest quality, high-integrity products, and also great prices, as well as that go-to good feeling that you get when this time around you walk out thinking to yourself, I got this, you know, with peace of mind. And, you know, that makes sense. So now I know I'm going to be on my healthy journey. And the thing is, you can always go back and get great support and, you know, and stay in tune with people that are going to be there to guide you through your healthy journey. You don't have to do it alone. You know what happens when we do it alone. Lord, we talk ourselves out of it. We want it to happen by tomorrow. If we don't get what we want, we get frustrated. It gets very, very frustrating. So, you know, do yourself a favor. Ask for help. Ask for support. Ask for guidance so that you can be better and healthier. Don't you think that is well worth it? I sure do. I think it's one of the best things we can do is take back our health, hold on to our health, or get healthy for the very, very first time in a long time. You'll find them at 840 South Rancho Drive in the Rancho Town and Country Center on the northwest corner of Rancho and Charleston, Monday through Friday, 9 to 7, Saturdays, 9 to 6, and they're closed on Sunday. Well, today we're talking about Barlean's. We're talking about their wonderful line of products. And we're also talking about the questions and addressing the questions that you have sent in on products within the line. So hopefully we'll touch on some of those today. All right, let me see. Dear Jeff, I've heard a couple of your shows on CBD. I've decided that it is something that I really do want to try. It's something that I've been thinking about for a long time. I finally understand the difference between using a product with a high THC and then using the CBD. My question is, I am in a situation where my digestive system does not work well. I know that using the tincture in my mouth and holding it for a while is very effective. I looked and have been making notes on their extra strength CBD oil. I've also seen the soft gels, which are really absorbable as well. But I'm really kind of leaning toward the Seriously Delicious. I saw that they had one that was chocolate flavored. And I wondered if you could talk a little bit about it. How do we use it? And why is it better? Because it seems like I'd want to just drink the whole bottle. How do we find out a best serving size for ourselves? Well, you're right. Using a tincture in the mouth is very, very effective. I like people to hold it under their tongue for about, you know, 90 seconds, if possible, even longer, to get some absorption under the tongue. I love the soft gels because they're very easy and very convenient. Their soft gels come in a 15 milligram and a 25 milligram. They're Seriously Delicious, kind of like we were talking before with the kids products. You know, your absorbability is so much better because this is kind of like it has a head start. It already has been, you know, put into a form where we're kind of past the first couple stages of digestion. So you're actually getting something that I almost want to say almost a pre-digested form, but this emulsification makes it stronger. It makes it more effective. It makes it more powerful and noticeable to the body. And it's also delicious, you know, so that's amazing. I know Marge will be getting in the Seriously Delicious CBD, the lemon drop flavor. But right now, the chocolate mint, it's amazing. Now, I am not a person that likes chocolate. Chocolate candy and stuff, I know I'm the oddity that's out there because most people just love chocolate and they'll stop anything they're doing to eat chocolate and even crave chocolate, but I don't. But I really enjoyed this. I had a couple bottles that I've gone through this. I really, really enjoyed the taste. It's actually quite interesting. It actually is so good right off the spoon mixing it with yogurt. But I like it right off the spoon, and I like it cold. So that's something that we can definitely take a look at, is making it easy and convenient. I still, even though it's not a tincture, I still kind of swish it around my mouth a little bit and kind of keep it in my mouth because, you know, there's a little bit of extra absorbability that's there. But you're going to savor. It's 25 milligrams for a teaspoon. And like I said, I've had it room temperature. I've had it cold. I really like it cold. I've had plain yogurt where I put my teaspoon on there and mixed it with the yogurt, and it made the entire bowl of yogurt taste like chocolate mint. So it was actually really, really, really good. I have a friend of mine, and she eats the most incredible diet every day. She exercises every day, and her sinful indulgence every night is one scoop of chocolate mint ice cream. And she, I've known her for 15 years or longer, and I don't think she's ever missed a night. She has this every single night, one scoop, and that's all. So she purchased the Seriously Delicious CBD Chocolate Mint, and she puts a teaspoon of that on her chocolate mint ice cream. And I said, she goes, I love it. She goes, I relax so much better at night. I feel better. And she goes, and it's just enforcing those wonderful flavors that I love so much. So can you do that? Yes, you can. I think that it really just depends on how creative you want to get with your CBD. And we have to remember that not all of us have a really good gut. And not all of us have been really good to ourselves for a long time. And you have to remember that when you take something by mouth, you know, not to get too technical, but if you take something by mouth, you will learn that not everything you're taking is actually getting to where you want it to be or in the dosage that you thought you were getting from the very beginning. Hope that makes sense. But emulsification has made things so much better and so much more absorbable and digestible. And there was a time when we used to think that, you know, only older people had digestive problems. Well, that's not true. That hasn't been true for a very long time. And for the main reason that we have screwed up our digestive systems, we have screwed up our digestive tracts. And if we're not digesting the most from our food and from our supplements, and we're not digesting the most even from medication sometimes, you know, when you bring in some of these high quality things that you're trying to lose, these new nutrients, I mean, what are your chances of getting the benefit of these when everything else is not getting where it needs to be within your body? So this has really made a big difference for people. One, taste buds. You know the palate is in charge. We talk about this a lot. Our palates run the roost. No matter, we talked about this yesterday, you know, we were chatting about how the, when the palate wants something, when you have a craving and you have a strong taste bud, your palate is going to tell you what tastes good, what doesn't taste good. And if something could be really good for you, but if the palate doesn't enjoy it and it doesn't get by the palate very well, chances are you're not going to stick with it. But this is a great way to kind of invite the palate to the party. And the palate will basically, it's funny, we were at Expo West earlier this year, and they had some, they were doing testings of this chocolate mint, and they had these booths set up there, these tables, and people were walking up, and they had these little spoons, and everybody was taking their test. And the one thing I've always loved about Barlean's is they came out with this delicious face, they try it. That eye roll back, that kind of head to the tilt to the side, that yummy kind of, oh my goodness, my taste buds are exploding right now. This is so fantastic. Look. And when they were doing the CBD with the chocolate mint, people were like, oh my goodness, are you serious? 25 milligrams of CBD, but oh my goodness, this is fantastic. That was kind of the general consensus. And I think that's why the Seriously Delicious philosophy has really taken hold. Why don't a lot of people take fish oil? Because of fish burps, because of the taste, because of the smell, you know, even though we know it's good for us. Why don't people take flaxseed oil? It's oil, you know, they just, you know, they don't find a way to do it. And, you know, and you automatically think motor oil, you're thinking all this oil. But I mean, if you would mix it in salad dressing or smoothies or yogurt, it's so fantastic. But most people, that's, it's that momentary first approach and first taste bud test that really sets the course in your mind, you know, where you're going. So when the Seriously Delicious line came out, people were able to have that instantaneous moment of pleasure on their palate. And if you don't think that that's important, you'd be wrong. Because some of the best things out there are things that sometimes don't taste great. You know, so when you make them taste really good, I mean, my mind always goes back to the time when I was a kid, when my grandmother would give us cod liver oil or castor oil or something, and her philosophy was, it's not supposed to taste good. It doesn't work if it tastes good. You know, so you carry that in your mind, you know, your whole life, and now you have things that taste absolutely incredible, and they're good for you. So you're having to retrain that childhood memory and mentality that was beat into you with a hammer to get you to do those terrible tasting things that you couldn't stand because you knew they were good for you and because you were told they weren't supposed to taste good. I love it when they decided to make this division, the Seriously Division, Delicious Division, because they don't bring anything on halfway. And I've been doing radio shows with Barlean's for well over 25 years. So every time that they've added a new branch to the tree, every time they've added a new division, there was a good reason for it. There was a need, or there was a philosophy or studies that led them to think and know how important it was to have this available for the consumer. My biggest problem is I use so many things in this line, and every time they come out with something that's new, I know I need it, so I just bring it in. Am I going to try the lemon drop? I already have. It's fantastic. So I'll probably be going to that as well. But I also use the Extra Strength Ideal Liquid Tincture. And I take the capsules, too. I have found that, for me personally, finding my comfort zone was something that, same thing I recommend to everybody. I like to tell people to use a slower and lower dosage to start with. You may want to start with the tincture. You may want to start with the Seriously Delicious. You may find that you want to use a little bit more. Find your comfort zone. Find your place where CBD works the best for you. And that's the great thing about it, is it's a very, very flexible part of the natural health industry right now, is that you can experience the availability of a lot of CBDs that are out there. There's some really good ones. There's also some companies that I wonder where they're making them. And I mean, I know that they have no analysis to show. I know that many of them don't even have testing to show or third-party testing. I would be a little leery. You know, I want to be able to know what's going on with the products that I'm using and be able to get a, you know, an analysis if necessary, and know that there's third-party testing being done. That's important to me. But it's Barlean's. So, of course, all of that is done. And they've made it really, really versatile for you to be able to choose a product that's right for you. They know also, which is so cool, that not everybody's going to want a tincture. They also know that not everybody's going to want a soft gel. They know that people are different. And some people are going to be looking at things just a little bit differently, and that is perfectly fine. And I think that there's a lot of things that we need to remember, that there's a lot of things coming our way that we really do need to focus on. And when it comes to CBD, you're going to hear more about it, not less. And then you're going to want to choose from quality product lines that are out there. And this Seriously Delicious, I think you're going to love it. I really do. And like I said, if you want to, somebody just chimed in. She says, I have a piece of toast every morning, and my second, I cut it in half, and on my second half of toast, I put my Seriously Delicious, and I have chocolate mint toast every single morning. That's okay. I mean, you can be as creative as you want to be. Somebody else said, I have plain yogurt every morning. I thaw out frozen organic raspberries and strawberries. I put about 3 spoons of that in there, and I put my chocolate mint, and I mix it together, and that's how I have mine every morning. That's great. I think what's going to happen with the lemon drop is people are going to use that on their yogurt or off the spoon, and they're going to probably put things like mandarin oranges in there, or maybe some limes, or, you know, maybe even raspberry. That might really taste good as well. But isn't it cool that you could be creative and also at the same time really get the benefit of something really, really powerful for your health? I think that's pretty cool. All righty, next question. Dear Jeff, I've been using coconut oil for a while now, and I did not know that they made a culinary coconut oil at Barlean's. I started using it on my skin every day after I got out of the shower, and my skin got amazing, but I smelled like a coconut all day long. I do splurge and spend a lot of money on very, very fine perfumes that I like to smell that I've used for years, but it was kind of clashing with the coconut. So I had to decide, benefit my skin and smell like a coconut or not use it at all and not get the benefit. And then my friend pointed out the white label bottle of the Culinary. I not only am using this on my skin because it has no smell, I'm using it in my food because it has no taste. So because I do a lot of really fine cooking, I love to cook, I love to write recipes, I love to follow all the things that I see on TV, I love to use spices, and sometimes coconut is very beneficial in a curry or a satay or something like that, but there's some things I do where I don't want them to taste like coconut, so I am a huge, huge fan of the organic Culinary coconut oil, both on my skin, because now I can smell my perfume, and I'm not sitting on a bench in the tropics with coconut, but I'm also getting the benefit of it for my skin. I recommend using coconut oil on your skin after the shower. It is dramatically life-changing for dry, dry skin. Yeah, isn't it cool? I was really happy when they came out with that, because it's true. You know, and when you do use it, I mean, you benefit from it. I use it on my skin, my legs, my feet. I love coconut oil. And you do smell like a coconut all day long, and that's okay. It reminds me when we were a kid and we used to lay out in the sun using oil. Remember those days? Hawaiian tropic, and you smelled like a tropical coconut for, I mean, every day of the summer, because it's just, that's what it smelled like, was tropical coconuts. That's what it reminded me when I was using it. And I just got used to the smell. And people would always say, you smell like coconut. Well, yeah, I do. I use coconut oil. But I do like the Culinary, because if you're doing a stir fry or you're doing a dish where you want the dish to be a certain taste, you don't want coconut taste in the way. So how cool is that they came out with this Culinary? I think it was really smart. They also have a butter flavor. I don't know if you're familiar with that one. I hope you're listening today as well. The butter flavor is really, really cool. It actually, you can use it instead of butter. You can saute with it. I've used it in a wok. I've used it in frying pans. I've done stir fries with it. It's really good. If it liquefies down, which it does in the summer anyway, and let's say you put that in a little bowl and you add some Himalaya sea salt. I love to use tarragon in there as well and mix it, and then make dry popcorn, like in a dry popper that has nothing added to it, put it in a paper bag, and then pour that over it and shake it up. It is absolutely incredible. It is the best tasting popcorn. It gives it that wonderful butter flavor, but you're getting some coconut oil as well and the benefits of that, and just a little bit of the Himalaya sea salt and tarragon. Is just it's a very odd spice, but it really does make a good tasting popcorn. But you can use other spices like dill, and there's a really good seasoning from the East Coast called Old Bay, which has a lot of the seafood flavors to it. They really do add a nice taste to popcorn. So you can get creative. I love it. They have three in the group, the butter flavor, the original organic, and the organic coconut oil, which is the Culinary. So I hope that you'll try those. Thanks for the question. I appreciate it. Oh, let me see. What do we got left? I did say I was going to talk about the Omega Swirls, but I'm going to kind of like do it really, really quick. The Omega Swirls are, once again, seriously delicious. To be able to find a way that you can make fish oils and flaxseed oils enjoyable to taste and use, beneficial with the 3x absorbability, but also something that you can take right off the spoon. The seriously delicious Omega-3 Flax Strawberry Banana Smoothie is delicious. The seriously delicious Omega-3 Fish Oil Pina Colada, fantastic. The seriously delicious Omega-3 Fish Oil Mango Peach Smoothie, unbelievable. The seriously delicious Omega-3 Fish Oil Lemon Cream. And I'll give you a little visual of the lemon cream. Imagine you're at Marie Callender's and you order one of their lemon meringue pies, but you tell them, hold the meringue. And they set this pie in front of you in this beautiful, yellow, glossy, gorgeous, almost see your face reflection in this pie is in front of you. And you take a spoon and you go to the middle of the pie and take a big scoop of that yellow deliciousness. And you put it in your mouth. That's what this tastes like. How could you do anything but enjoy that? And at the same time, you're getting fish oil. Very cool. The next flavor is the seriously delicious Omega-3 High Potency Fish Oil Key Lime Pie. This is so delicious. I was actually at a demo one time, and the demo person had these little cups, and she had a little bit of vanilla yogurt. She crunched up a graham cracker and put this on top and told everybody to kind of mix it and eat it all together. I kid you not. We were in Key West at that point in time, in my mind, eating a key lime pie. That's what it tastes like. It was so delicious. It is so hard to wrap your mind around the idea that you're eating fish oil. Who knew? Now, my favorite is the Omega Orange Cream. This is like, do you remember when you were a kid and you chased the ice cream truck and you had an orange cream? Do you remember how cool those were? It was all orange on a stick, and the inside was all white and creamy on the inside. Creamsicles, they used to call them. That's what this one tastes like. So saying that you've tried all fish oils, you haven't. Saying that you can't handle any of them, or you don't like the fish burps and there's nothing out there that doesn't do that, no, you'd be wrong. Give the Seriously Delicious a try. Once again, you're dealing with Barleans, who have been making oils in the beautiful Pacific Northwest for 30 years. They're so good at what they do. And for them to bring on CBD and Seriously Delicious and all of these wonderful things, there's a need. And that's why they did it. And it just makes good sense to work with a company that already has your trust. So I'm glad. Keep the letters coming. I thank you so much, everyone. Thank you for taking the time to bring these great letters to me. And of course, I bring them as often as I can. When I get enough of them for one whole company, I can do a one whole hour on that. And today was Barleans. Remember, all of the products from Barleans are available at Stay Healthy Health Food Store every day. Don't forget to talk with them about the CBD line. It's very hot right now, but you want to make sure that you're choosing correctly, because I think a lot of people that got into the market, I'm a little questioning both ethics and credibility and the reason that they got into the industry. It kind of makes me a little nervous. I'm pretty sure that with FDA legislation coming down, that they will actually be able to set some good parameters for the industry. And I think that'll be good, because it'll also allow the companies that are doing it right to be able to be here, and the companies that are not doing right to not be able to make their products, because we want products that are made the right way. So we as a consumer, when we go into a store like Stay Healthy, if we buy a CBD product, we know we're getting the best we can get and the most absorbability and the best results. And we want that with all of our products. So choose wisely. It's not just a good idea to use something just to use something. It's better to use something that's going to make a difference. So Stay Healthy Health Food Store. Check out all the Barleans products available every day. The greens, the olive leaf, the wonderful fibers like chia and flaxseed, now called Fortiflax. Well, it's always been called that, but if you know it as flaxseeds, you can get flaxseeds. But I like it pre-ground, so I don't have to do any of the work. I just scoop it out and spread it and mix it, and it's ready to go. Don't forget about all their oils, their CBD line. The olive leaf is really good. We'll talk about that toward the end of the year a lot more. But because this person was traveling, they want to get on it now. And any time is a great time to start olive leaf. Stay Healthy Health Food Store. Ask them anything, Barleans. They'll help you out. You'll find them at 840 South Rancho Drive in the Rancho Town and Country Center on the northwest corner of Rancho and Charleston. They're open Monday through Friday, 9 to 7. Saturdays, 9 to 6. They're closed on Sunday. Stay Healthy is a great place to go, because they're going to help you take out the frustration, the confusion, sort out the misinformation, because it's kind of been a double-edged sword having all of this technology at our fingertips. We came from a time when we had no knowledge, no information. When I got started, I had to go to the library for everything. We didn't have computers. We didn't have Google. We didn't have smartphones. We didn't have any of that. Nothing. We had to go to the library. You want to learn, you go to the library. And most of the books were reference books. You couldn't even check them out. So you had to get there early to get the books before somebody else had them, so you could do your studying and your reading and your background, you know, homework. Today, everything's at our fingertips. We gravitate toward the articles that we want to hear. And we also try to spend time on the things that, you know, sound good to us. And we're like, okay, that's the way it must be. And you never know whether it's good information. That's why going to Stay Healthy Health Food Store makes a difference. The most knowledgeable staff, the best customer service, the greatest selection of the best, great prices in a fully packed store, full service environment, and peace of mind. Don't forget about their webpage, stayhealthylasvegas.com, and give them a thumbs up on Facebook as well. I thank you all for tuning in today. Thank you for stopping by and putting yourself first, and maybe you learned a little bit along the way, and that would be a great thing. If you can't tune in live, courtesy of Lotus Broadcasting and my awesome producer, all of my shows are recorded, podcast, and archived, and they're all on my webpage, drjeffreyburke.com, where you can download the on-demand podcast when it's convenient for you. Don't forget to like my page, my Facebook page, Dr. Jeffrey Burke. I post the show and the topic there every morning, so you know what's coming up before the show airs. And if you can't listen, well, now you can go back and hear the show later and download the podcast on your time schedule. Have a great day, everyone. Do something awesome just for you. Drink a lot of water. Don't leave your kids and your dogs in the car. It's hot. God bless. Thank you for tuning in to the Staying Healthy Radio Show. Remember to tune in Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 a.m. for the most up-to-date, relevant information on your health with the best guest in the industry, helping all of us to get healthy, be healthy, and stay healthy. For your convenience, podcasts of the show are now available at my website, drjeffreyburke.com. Simply click on the archive icon to make available on-demand podcast downloads. Make sure to visit Stay Healthy Health Food Store for all your nutrition needs. Stay Healthy provides reliable, responsible, relevant service every single day. I look forward to talking with all of you soon.